This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. With more than 100 clients across 5 continents and 38 countries today, Startup Genome is a research and policy advisory organization for public and private agencies committed to accelerating the success of their startup ecosystem. Their mission and impact are rooted in more than a decade of independent research with data on over a million companies across 150 cities. I'm here with the founder, Jeff Gauthier, who was speaking recently at the Malaysian Tech Month organized by MDEC. And Jeff, you were speaking about Malaysia being a top 30 startup ecosystem by 2025. Jeff, can you give us the gist of your talk here?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on your program. It's my passion to talk about this and help everyone in the world accelerate and really create turn their startup ecosystem into an engine of economic growth and job creation. And of course, in these pandemic, not yet post-pandemic times, the tech ecosystem is going to have a really big role to play in spurring economic growth and economic recovery. Mm. Because of the transition to the digital economies that COVID has accelerated. So my talk is really first about that and about Malaysia. It's about celebrating the work that has been done over the last 5-6 years that I've been working with MAGIC and different leaders in Malaysia. To assess the ecosystem, to really understand it, and seen over the last 4 years a really rapid growth of the ecosystems through really proactive, very active, almost want to say aggressive policy investments from the Malaysian government. And it's really great to see. And the result is a sizable ecosystem in Kuala Lumpur of, we estimate about 1,200 startups, which places it, really at a size where it can now really create scale-ups that are the fast-growing startups that can create, take leadership on a product in Southeast Asia or the world and create a lot of jobs. Right. Like we've seen, Malaysia create successfully with Grab. Right? Yeah. So my talk was about that and about now the need to, after building so successfully and rapidly, this foundation through good policy is now shifting to building the top of the pyramid. How do we help these scale-ups become large product category leaders that create, an oversized number of jobs?
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned that Malaysia has a great foundation, but there is more to do. What more needs to be done?
Yeah, definitely. And that's our focus at Startup Genome. So we're completely focused on what's the next step for you? And we build a model that starts from activation phase, globalization, abstraction, where you're so great, so powerful, performant that people come from all over the world to your, all over a region or nation to our ecosystem. And then finally, you become a self-sustaining, globally integrated ecosystem like Silicon Valley, New York, London, etc. So Malaysia now is at globalization, and the word really says it all. And I name those stages because of the action that needs to be taken. Being able to activate those resources, the entrepreneurs, the talent, the investors, the accelerators, the support organization, and that you've done a great job. And as the word says, now it's time to globalize, which means it's time for the whole community, not just the entrepreneurs, to start focusing on getting out of the country. How do we learn about market needs? How do we attack other markets to start seeing if our product has high potential, invest into global market reach or foreign market, at least foreign market, international market reach, maybe regional, but outside of the country, so that we can take leadership, seize leadership, and grow. So that's the next step for Kuala Lumpur and Malaysia, to support their founder as they start going really rapidly, much faster than before. Like in year one, starting to talk to foreign customers. At the end of year one, having lead customers. Year two, selling to first customers in Indonesia, in Thailand, and maybe even elsewhere if if the model really is for more of a Western economy, so that you can create those jobs. Right. That's really what needs to be done, is what we call global connectedness, the founders being connected with other founders all over the world, so they know what's a new business model that's not a copy, adapted to the local needs, the local problems. And when I say local, I would say regional, right? Not Malaysia, but Indonesia also, from the start, because what you want is to transform your culture of the entrepreneurial and innovation ecosystem in Malaysia, to say, okay, what does it take to create a regional leader? We stop creating local businesses. You're good at that now, but they don't create a lot of jobs. You need to create. You need to create again another grab, a third, a fourth grab. So it's about your investors giving them more money to, so that they can go to Indonesia right away to interrogate the market and develop a product and service for them. That the accelerator tells and helps the startups get out of Malaysia and start studying that market, attacking that market. That the entrepreneurs have that as a culture more and more, and each other accumulate experience. And how do we market across the region? How do we hire talent across the region? How do I, you know, all of this? And then, of course, the talent, right? The marketing talent that is not focused on gaining traction just in Malaysia, but how do we learn how to gain traction in Indonesia, in Thailand, etc.
Right. So you talked about creating a culture of seeking regional dominance, right? And for Malaysian startups to start building for the region and not just Malaysia from the get-go. And I know you had a conversation with Gopi from MDEC as well about this mindset, this hunger, this sense of hunger. How do we create this culture?
You know, we often think about the entrepreneurs might not have the ambition. And I'm Canadian, and, you know, 5 years ago started advising Toronto and Waterloo, and the first question was like, I think all Canadian entrepreneurs lack ambition. And I said, I'm Canadian. I'm extremely ambitious. I want to be the best in the world always. Everything I do. Startup Genome is world leading after 3 years. Yeah. And Startup Compass was also, right? We sold to Sage. And I can guarantee you that the entrepreneurs, they want to do something great, big, global. They want to lead. The problem is more, do we have the skill to support them? That the VC wants to buy the bigger chips so we can do it. But it's broader than the entrepreneurs. And if we always tell the entrepreneurs, you know, stay local first, that's what they're going to do. Right? But that's not what they want necessarily. If we give them a small check, they're going to stay local, right? The whole ecosystem has to change to support a new path, a more aggressive, more daring path. And there's going to be failures, maybe a higher failure rate, but the successes will be 10x, 100 times bigger. Right? This is what Grab did. One of the leaders was in my office in Silicon Valley in San Francisco in 2014. And he was explaining to me that, you know, quickly they got out of Malaysia and they started doing it in Thailand and Indonesia. And he said, we solved the payment problem because, you know, taxi cab did not have credit cards. We solved the problem that Uber was not able to solve. It was not very complicated.
Right.
But if they had done it only in Malaysia, somebody else would have done it in Indonesia. And if someone does it in Indonesia before Malaysia, they have a bigger market. They're going to be more successful, and they'll come to Malaysia and kill the startup. So it is about forming a different culture, and we form this through all of the leaders. Right? That's why I talk to leaders, the support organization, the investors, the MDEC. Right? I think we're starting to be aligned, but it's about more than just a story. It's about actually taking the risk, writing bigger checks, starting to have mentors that have done it before, and that will teach that to the startups and support them and guide them and push them and motivate them and support them. That's how we change a culture. It's difficult.
Right.
Otherwise, everybody would do it. But once we know, okay, we're big, and the problem is not that we're not big enough. We're big enough. We have 1,200 startups, which is about 2x the size at which Stockholm started creating a series of billion-dollar startups, scale-ups, unicorns. So they were half the size when they did it. So we're big enough, right? You know, the first goal that we say in activation is create more entrepreneurs, more talent. We're big enough in Malaysia. Now it's about going global. Let's all know that is the number one goal of our communities of startups and scale-ups.
We're talking about Malaysia's poised for top 30 startup ecosystem by 2025. I'm here with Jeff Gauthier from Startup Genome. Stay tuned to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Bluff-free medium, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Jeff Gauthier from Startup Genome. He was speaking at the Malaysia Tech Month organised by MTech last month, and the discussion was, is Malaysia poised for top 30 startup ecosystem by 2025? You talk about some of the challenges in Malaysia as well, and you talk about deep tech, and that could be a deterrent.
I'm glad you bring that up, because that was the other part of, you know, you need to have a higher quality innovation to be able to take it outside the country. And you can't just copy.
Right.
You can't just say, okay, this has not been done in Malaysia, I'm going to do it. Mm. Right? You need, in Malaysia, we've seen after Grab a lot of marketplaces, all kind of marketplaces. And at one point, marketplaces stopped being an innovation in itself. Right? Mm. Like e-commerce stopped being an innovation in, 2005? Mm. Right? So it was online retailers. It was not new.
Mm.
So now, you know, the Malaysian entrepreneurs need to have fresh ideas and more complex solutions and more new business models.
Mm.
And that means, you know, themselves also starting a business more with technical people, mm-hmm. can create those more complex solutions, but also getting the PhDs, the real inventors, the tangible IP inventors, the deep, what we call deep tech now,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is tangible IP, right? A real invention with a patent. So right now in Malaysia, we see that entrepreneurship is not the favorite path for them. They say, I can get a really great salary, have a good life. Why would I risk going towards entrepreneurship? Right? Mm. They've not seen a lot of success from real technical people becoming entrepreneurs, becoming a big success. Right? Grab was not a technical invention.
Mm.
It was a business model innovation.
Mm.
But this technical talent that you have in several great universities in Malaysia exists. And now we need to also help them think about creating a business. Like creating a business is even better.
Mm.
Why is it better? Well, it's much more interesting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a very rewarding career. You can change the world. You can create a big organization that will create jobs for your fellow citizens. And that path does not exist. So we need to go and create incubators and support through alumni and an organization that invite these technical people while they're studying to say, hey, why don't you turn your invention into a full product?
Mm.
Let us help you. Let us give you some money, some resources, some advice, so that we create that path. And that's one of the paths that in other ecosystems then leads to higher level of innovation that can become globally leading. If you have a global patent, it's new.
Mm.
But, you know, you don't want it to be licensed. You want it to actually be built into a business.
Mm.
So that's the other part of the work, is that inviting those technical people who have the power to create a more complex and innovation, and maybe with a patent, to go to entrepreneurship. And others have done it. Right? Of course, we see it in Stanford University and MIT. We see it in Waterloo in Canada. Small region, but it was created with the need for the region to create jobs. It was an entrepreneurial university, and they did a great job. And when I talk to students over there, they say, I have to become an entrepreneur, right? That's my path in life. I need to do it.
Mm.
And when you talk to people who graduated 10 years ago, you know, they say, you know, if you graduated from Waterloo and you've never started a company, people ask you, what have you been doing with your life?
Mm.
So completely different culture.
Right.
And this, we need to create that culture from the colleges, from the universities, so that a growing portion of them think, okay, I'm smart. I want to create something new.
Mm.
I have the support around me now. I'm going to try.
Right.
And then when they graduate, they're like, okay, I've learned enough. I'm gonna jump in.
In your work dealing with clients across continents, and what some insights and best practices can we learn from other countries in growing and nurturing both the startups and scale-ups? And I know it can be a case of cut and paste, and you gave a very good example here, but what else have you seen?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, the early globalization ecosystem is one of our two focus. We help startup ecosystem activation, and we help, but we're famous for helping startup ecosystem at globalization. Yeah. And it's the same problem everywhere. Right? Another thing that we see is, you know, working with corporations and bringing them to the startups, increasing their collaboration. Because corporations oftentimes as customers, right, they need innovation to become and stay competitive globally or regionally. They have problems worth solving. Whereas when you graduate from university or you're not an entrepreneur, one idea failed, you're not too sure. How important is this problem? And you need to have this connection with the business world. And often they don't have it. Right? So now, what is a problem worth solving? And I know MDEC has been working a lot in helping the corporation digitize, innovate, and then collaborate with startups. And this is the other path that we've seen. Is these organizations, these ecosystems that multiply corporate startup collaboration programs, right? Corporate innovation, we call them, but it's really corporate startup innovation programs. And that's another way. And oftentimes then you help those employees think, yeah, I want to start my own company. I know there's a problem we're solving. I know how to solve it. My corporation might not want to take the risk. They have other things they're working on. I'm going to do it. So that's the third, you know,
right,
idea that we've seen that works. And I know that MDEC has been working on this. So, you know, you have the chance in that Asia that, you know, you have had Magic Cradle, you have, you know, MassCap, you have a lot of policy in the organization that have risen to grow the startup ecosystem. Now MDEC is very active in thinking about those strategies and implementing them, taking action very rapidly. So it's great to see. That's why we work with Malaysia. That's why I'm talking to you, because I work with those who want to take action. They want to accelerate the ecosystem. And MDEC right now is very active in doing that. And that bodes well for the future, for the next step.
Right. So, you know, is Malaysia poised for top 30 startup ecosystem by 2025? What can screw up our plans if we're not careful?
Well, I mean, rising in the ranking is more than just improving. And that means growing faster than everybody else. And in 2020... you know, every economy knows that building a tech ecosystem is important. Everybody is increasing their investments. So in order to rise in the ranking, you have to increase your investment even faster and do the right thing, learn from others. And, you know, we talk about not making mistakes or the mistakes. The mistakes is to try to invent things locally. Because, you know, at this point, the global startup ecosystem, the leaders all over the world, together as the big we, we've tried everything.
Right.
It's time to learn from each other and not say, okay, we're going to create a new funding policy based on our local thinking. Like, no, learn from others. And that's what we do at Startup Genome. We bring leaders from all over the world, and every month we talk about two policies. And at the Innovation Forum with senior leader, we do the same thing. Because we need to learn from each other. And that's why we created Startup Genome, not for me to teach the world, but for me to learn what is actually working through data and bring it to others. And now bring everybody together so they learn from each other.
Right.
So you're head of innovation, you're head of agencies, debate policy, see what the other person really tells each other, what's failed and what succeeded, so that we don't repeat failures and we repeat what succeeds. Because for me, and I want the rest of the world to succeed. San Francisco has been too successful. That's actually a problem for us. That's why I'm giving back. I want to say, if we can get everybody else to succeed,
right,
the world's going to be a better place. There's going to be less poverty, less disparity, and there's going to be more political stability. So that's what I'm working for. And everybody, a lot of countries are working together to learn from each other and increase. And also innovation is not a zero-sum game.
Right.
The more we innovate, there's always something new, because with new solutions are born new complementary solutions. So therefore, it's not a zero-sum game. But in terms of capturing what I call the San Francisco tax, there's too much of a San Francisco tax. You want to do something on the web, you send 20% to San Francisco. You want to do a ride sharing, you send 10% to San Francisco. You want to advertise on the web, you send 10% to San Francisco. You want something, sell something on e-commerce, you send 10% to Seattle. So we need this tax to stop. I want to see every other country build their own global leaders and their own communities that thrive and create jobs for their fellow citizens.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Jeff Gauthier from Startup Genome, who was speaking recently at the Malaysia Tech Month organized by MDEC. This is Tech Talk. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.